The Queensland government is cracking down on protesters who block roads, disrupt traffic, or use personal locking devices that make it difficult for police to arrest them. Earlier this year, protests from animal rights activists drew condemnation from the Prime Minister, who labelled them shameful, un-Australian, and memorably green-collar criminals. But following a series of protests by anti-Adani and anti-farming protesters, the Premier in Queensland, Anastasia Palaszczuk, told Parliament today that her government will be targeting sinister tactics used by environment protesters.
Mr. Speaker, police will have the power to search those they reasonably suspect are in possession of these devices. They will be illegal. My Ministers for Police and Agriculture will further outline how these laws will be targeted to include those terrorising farmers.
Joining us now is the President of the Queensland Council for Civil Liberties, Michael Cope. Michael, welcome. Why do you think the Premier is drafting these laws?
First of all, she obviously has been told by the police that protesters are producing the border effectively booby traps. I mean, that's a question of evidence which we say should be investigated by a parliamentary committee. The other problem is that the government is under pressure on these issues and needs to be seen to be doing something, which is once again why we say that what is needed is people to step back and take some time to consider these matters before we rush ahead with legislation like this.
Is there a genuine concern about public safety at protests? Have they become more dangerous more recently?
Oh, not that I'm aware. I mean, this is the first time we've heard of these sort of allegations. We've seen no evidence of either violence by protesters or misconduct by police, quite frankly. So we're surprised, to say the least, by these matters. And the other thing to say about it is the police already have a power to search somebody where there is a reasonable suspicion, that they're carrying something with the intention of causing harm to themselves or others. So our starting point is the police already have this power, so we don't see why there's special legislation needed.
So you're saying then that it exists. What does it change then?
Well, that's our question. We civil libertarians start with the position that you don't increase the powers of the government unless you have to. So we would like the state government to explain why the current powers are not adequate to deal with this issue. If protesters are doing what the Premier says, then that is appalling and they should be charged as appropriately. But the police don't need extra powers to be able to search somebody if they have a reasonable suspicion that those persons are carrying things with the intention of causing harm to others. That power already exists.
Farmers are obviously concerned. They're worried about activists trespassing onto their properties. Do you have sympathy with that?
Well, no one has a right to protest on a private place, and we don't maintain that position.
Do you accept that that's been happening, though?
Oh, it has, but we see, I mean, this is a separate issue, but we already have a law against trespass. It's been around for time immemorial, no doubt going back thousands of years. So there is already a law which prohibits people from trespassing on private property, and that law should be enforced. Because, as I say, we don't argue that people have a right to protest in a private place.
So what are some of the dangerous tactics that you've seen or heard of at protests? Are police at greater risk as a result of these strategies?
Well, as I say, the Premier's statement today is the first that I've heard of it, and certainly no one else in the Council for Civil Liberties has heard of it, which is why we say that these laws should be referred to a parliamentary inquiry, a parliamentary committee, so that the evidence in relation to this can be examined. And if the police have particular allegations to make against particular protesters, then those protesters can appear and give evidence if that's required. I mean, the Premier says she's been told this by the Commissioner of Police. This government is not the old days of Joe Bjelke-Petersen, but the police, quite frankly, have not lost the habit of wanting to claim of using any excuse to claim extra powers, which is why we say these matters need to be investigated carefully. They should be investigated in public by a parliamentary committee to see whether there is a substance to them. And secondly, whether the laws proposed by the Premier are necessary to meet those circumstances.
What level of police oversight will there be in Queensland regarding these laws? Will police have body cameras, or how will this be policed?
The police are subject to the Triple C. We have our concerns about the functioning of a Triple C. We've maintained for many years that the supervision, to say for those who are outside Queensland, the Triple C does both police discipline and it also does organised crime and those sort of things. We've long maintained that the police supervision functions should be separated, and the other problem that has happened in Queensland is that effectively the day-to-day supervision of police has been referred back internally to the police. All those issues should be taken out and put in a separate body. So there is an existing structure for the supervision of police in these matters. We say that it's inadequate because it's not independent and it's not, and the Triple C is too focused on its more sexy organised crime matters. So there is a process. I mean, to be fair, the Triple C, it's much improved that process under the new chair, but it would be better if the reforms that we're talking about were made. But there is an independent process. There is a place you can go to, can make a complaint about police misconduct, and that process is an independent process, but we're saying it could be improved.
Michael, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Michael Cope from the Queensland Council for Civil Liberties. This is RN Drive.